Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your loving kindness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. We ask that you'll please forgive our sins, Lord Jesus. Blot out our transgressions, Lord Jesus. Wash and purge us, Lord. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sanctify us right now, Lord. Search our hearts and minds, Jesus. Take out everything in us that's not like you, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus.
Wash and purge us right now, Lord. Make us right, Lord Jesus. Make us into the vessels you'll have us to be, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And now, oh Lord, we ask you to please stop by right now, Lord.
Stop by.
Have your way, Lord Jesus. Take complete control, Lord. Take over right now, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Even on this prayer line, Lord Jesus. Come in the midst, Lord Jesus. Pour out your spirit right now, Lord. Send forth your word, Lord. Send your anointing, Jesus. Send a blessing right now, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Jesus. Touch somebody right now, Lord. Grant somebody's petition, Lord. All power is in your hand, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Right now, Lord. Take complete control, Jesus. We surrender to your will, Lord. Have your way in us, Lord Jesus. We want to be used by you, Lord. Use us for your service, Lord. Use us outside of your service, Lord. Have your way in our lives, Lord. We surrender to your will right now, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Ask right now, Lord Jesus, that you will bless the listeners, Lord Jesus. Pour out your spirit right now, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Even those on a prayer list, Lord. You know all about it, Jesus. You know every petition, Lord. Heal right now, Lord. Touch and save, Jesus. Send deliverance right now, Lord. All power is in your hand, Jesus. Jesus, 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 destroy the yoke of the enemy, Lord Jesus.
Destroy
give your people deliverance, Lord. I know that you're able right now, Lord. Jesus, 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 we're calling on you, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
There's no other help we know, Lord. In the midst of this pandemic, we ask that you would continue to keep us, Lord. Continue to keep your people, Jesus. Look on the souls that are afflicted. You have the power to heal, Lord. You have the power to save, Jesus. You have the power to deliver, Lord. Help somebody to turn to you, Lord Jesus.
Help them, Lord.
Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We ask right now, Lord, that you would look on the president, Lord Jesus. Look on his wife, Lord, President Trump,
look
Lord
on
Jesus.
Jesus.
We ask right now that you would heal right now, Lord.
Touch,
that you
Lord,
would give him a mind to seek your faith, Jesus. Teach
you
your ways, Lord Jesus. Fill him with the Holy Ghost, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Nothing too hard for you, Lord.
Nothing
There's no heart you can't reach, Jesus.
My
and
God.
Now we ask, Lord, that you would grant every petition, Lord. Let it be according to your will, Jesus. And if there's something that I didn't ask for, Lord, something that I didn't pray for, Lord, you know right now, Jesus. Meet the need, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord Jesus. Bless the ministries, Lord Jesus, that have come forth since this pandemic, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord Jesus. Reach these people, Lord. You have all power in your hand, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, Jesus. Bless the members on this ministry, Lord Jesus. Bless us and keep us and strengthen us, Lord. Help us to stand, help us to go through every test and trial, Lord Jesus.
Help
keep us,
Lord.
With our mind stayed on you, Lord. Don't let our minds drift away, Lord Jesus. Bless today, Lord Jesus.
Bless,
this
Lord.
Prayer we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord and God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen's show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. That's me. We thank God for all those on the line today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watt Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our headquarters church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer. Our today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
We have also Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May Edmond. She'll be bringing the word of God today. She's a beautiful person and an anointed preacher coming from our headquarters church there in Camden, New Jersey, Christian Temple. We also have Sister Yvette Curtis Brown. God bless you, Sister Yvette, who we have asked to share her testimony of victory. And she does have one, and we'll hear from her shortly. Right now, we're going to read the opening scripture. And the opening scripture is going to be taken from the 96th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. That's the 96th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Shew forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say unto the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. And thank God for the reading of his word. The 96th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 13th verses, throughout its entirety. And right now I'm going to ask Sister Yvette Curtis Brown if she will go ahead and take her phone off of mute and share her testimony of victory. Let God have his way, Sister Yvette.
Praise the Lord. So I want to thank God for allowing me to be on this wonderful show. Evangelist Amin, thank you so much. Thank you, Khadijah, Evangelist Khadijah, and the evangelist that will be bringing forth the word. I just thank God for allowing me to be here today. I know that this is God's way of just showing up in my life once again, and I'm very grateful for that. Even with Pastor calling this afternoon, Evangelist Amin calling this afternoon, was in addition to the testimony. So I have a lot of different parts of my testimony, but the one part that I had been dealing with recently was my identity in Christ. And I had a lot of questions about my salvation and whether I really was saved, whether I really would see the kingdom one day because of so many battles that I was facing. And I really struggled, especially this past week, but I really struggled with where God wanted me to be, where he needed me to be. Am I in the right place? Do I need to do something? You know, did I miss it when he told me to do something? It was just a constant questioning of my position in Christ. And so I had just seen a man speak at a friend's church last weekend, and I knew the Lord wanted me to come back to the church today. And I honestly thought that something different would happen. I didn't know really, of course, I didn't know what God was going to do, but when he showed up, he certainly showed up. And it was amazing because throughout the whole week and prior to me going to the service last Saturday, I just kept wondering, and I was just going through this almost tumultuous, like it just felt like I was just not being saved. Will I be ready when things go crazy? Will I be ready when Jesus comes back? It was just constant. And so I think around maybe Wednesday or Thursday, God really just started to take me back to my childhood. But it really showed up, I think, on Friday when I really talked to the Lord about what my mom told me when I was about four. And one thing I do know is that children remember what you say to them. And it's important that we are careful what we say. And if we say the wrong thing, it's okay to apologize to them because they are human beings and they have feelings and emotions just like we do. And when I was about 4 years old, my mother called me mean, evil, and hateful. That's what she called me. And when she called me those things, I think at the time it was my way of getting attention from her. And so it kind of made me smile, like, okay, then that's what I am. And so as I went through life, I didn't go through life thinking I was mean, evil, and hateful, but I went through life of struggling. I had a lot of struggles. I had a lot of insecurities, a lot of doubts about myself. Even though God had blessed me with many gifts and talents and intellect, I still struggled with a lot that were demonic. And so when I was in my 20s, I didn't trust God at all. So I dabbled in witchcraft. I had was dealing with tarot cards and astrology and a lot of different things. The Lord brought me out of all of it. Praise the Lord. But I still questioned my identity in Him as of late. And so as I mentioned to the Lord, you know, I really talked to Him about my mom calling me these things. I realized that I had this spirit of hate still in me, that it was still residing as if it was a part of me. And I realized that I had to really speak to that spirit. And I had to tell that spirit that what my mother said wasn't true. You know, our mothers are our ultimate authority outside of our fathers. And if our fathers aren't there, our mothers are the authority in our lives. And so when my mother said that to me, it was as if she had branded me. And so I had to speak to that spirit and let that spirit know that that is not who I am. And God reminded me of about 6 years ago, I'd asked the Lord to really tell me what He thinks of me. I just really needed to know, because I had so many challenges and sad thoughts about myself. And so that same day, my niece called me, who was in New York. And she called me, and she said, I was just on my bike. And she said, the Lord told me to call you, and He wanted me to tell you what He thought of you. And I was amazed. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, wow. And so she told me what He thought of me. And it was total opposite of anything I ever heard, and I was surprised to hear that coming from the Lord. I was really thankful for that. So when it came down to it just recently, I told the enemy, this is what I am. This is what the Lord thinks of me, because He reminded me of it. And I was able to speak to that spirit and let it know that it does not belong here, no. That God loved me since before the foundation of the earth, that the Lord created me in my mother's womb. He knew my name before I was born. I had to let Him know all of those things. Just giving scripture to Him, letting Him know that the Lord is with me and that He loves me. I knew I was preparing for today. I didn't know how I was preparing, but I knew I was. And so I just kept doing that, and I was just praying. And it was just a hard week. It was a very difficult week. It was as if the devil was like, I know you're going to make it to Sunday, but I'm going to throw everything at you before you get there. And so I went to service today, and I was able to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I got baptized again. I was baptized at another church. And the reason why I questioned it, I just wasn't sure of the intentions behind those baptisms. And so I wanted to just be sure, and I asked the Lord to help me to be baptized again, just to be sure. And today He made that happen. And I told him that I needed the power. If I didn't have that power of the Holy Ghost, I needed it. I wanted it. I wanted for what to come. And so he blessed me with that. And I'm just so thankful for what he has done. You know, I just come from a place of, I don't know if you're familiar with New Age, but it's an actual, what's now known as a religion, the New Age religion. And the New Age religion believes that you are separate from, you are independent from God. You don't need God. You can do things on your own. You can create things on your own. So when I met Khadija, I was in church, but I was still carrying some of those ideas with me, and I've always been just slowly bringing them out of me. And Khadija, when I met her, she was wearing skirts, and I thought she was Muslim because her name was Khadija, and she was wearing skirts. And so we never talked about it. We never really, you know, she never said, she ever questioned me about why I was wearing pants or anything. It was just the thing that I was doing. And today the Lord led me to a video of a woman talking about hell and her visit to hell. And no matter what anybody thinks about that, that video really spoke to me. It really scared me into realizing that, okay, not only is God real, but so is hell, because a lot of things about New Age is that you might believe that God is real, but you don't really give that much intention and focus on hell. And so when I saw that video, after I saw it, I didn't go out for a couple of days, so I wasn't really dressing up. But after a couple of days, I was going out, and when I was going to get dressed, I heard a voice that said, put on a dress. And my next question was, wait, is that forever? Because I needed to know before I was going to put on this dress. I didn't want to keep asking him every day because I really didn't want to wear dresses. That wasn't my thing. I was wearing pants all the time. And so so he said yes. And so I said, well, let me go to the Word. Let me just go and find that in the Word. Let me make sure. And he took me to, it's the scripture, I have to remember it, but it's the one where he says, if you listen to me and my word, then you love me. And I saw that. It took me straight. I mean, it was right there. And so I threw away all my pants, made my daughters wear pants, and wear dresses from that point on. And so I was just telling the girls the other day that I had some sweatpants. They were shorts that my brother had given me from my niece, and that's the only thing I had, and it was snowy that day, and my daughters had been going out in their dresses and skirts and playing in the snow, but I didn't want to go out. So I really wanted to take them out because my oldest daughter was like, Mommy, you never come out with us anymore. And so I said to the Lord, I'm going to put on these sweatpants, these little shorts, Lord, just real quick. I'm just going to do it real quick, and I'll take them off. I just want to get out there in the snow. I'm going to take them off. And then so I took all the girls outside, and I ended up throwing them out in the snow, and everyone got landed on ice. It was just terrible. It was snow, but it was like ice directly under it, and I kept thinking, like, well, maybe it's snowy over here, and it kept being ice. So I ended up bringing them back into the house, all of them crying. I felt so bad. But when I stepped my foot into the house, the moment I stepped my foot into the house, all the lights went off in the community, the whole community. I live in a community with over 1,000 townhomes. All the lights went out. And I said to the Lord, I will not wear pants again. I'm done. If that's what you want. And so the Lord has been just, you know, helping me and just working on me and just leading me. And I just thankful. I'm just so, I am thankful. I am thankful.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, thank you, God.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful testimony coming through Sister Yvette. Truly, we can't only do healers, only but doers. And I thank God for her. She stuck by me ever since we've met. And I tell you, there are much more to her testimony, but time just won't permit today. But I could just thank God for that. And now we're going to ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen. She wants to have words and to introduce our speaker. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I just thank God for the beautiful testimony. Praise God. Thank God for this radio broadcast. Just thank God for all who are listening in. And I just want to give a special thanks to Dr. Nancy McKnight, who has been instrumental in helping ministers of the gospel spread the word of God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God, because God always has somebody in place who is going to be a blessing and a help to us. And we're so grateful. Just thank the Lord for each and every one for this portion of the broadcast. And now, without further ado, I would like to introduce our speaker to you on this afternoon in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, an anointed woman of God who believes in letting God have his way in his life, in her life. And I want to ask you to pray along with her as she brings forth the word, and just listen carefully, because the Lord wants to speak to you today. And at this time, the next voice you will hear is Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity. We pray that you bless the day, touch some souls, strengthen the weak, heal the sick, and deliver the bound. Oh, my God, send your words, send your anointing, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go to the word. My topic today is prayer is the answer. Prayer is the answer. And we'll be speaking to you from the book of St. Luke, the 18th chapter, and beginning with the first verse. Also, Daniel, the 6th chapter, and the 4th verse, Thessalonians 5 and 17. And we will begin reading St. Luke 18 and 1. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Going over to Daniel, the 6th chapter, and beginning with the 4th verse. Then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error found in him. And skipping down to the 10th verse. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Prayer is a communication. It's a supplication, and this is how we communicate with God.
Amen.
Prayer. When we make our supplications known unto God, it's to ask. We ask very earnestly. mm-hmm. and we say prayers to God, but we do it in an humble way. We entreat God. We address God. Mm-hmm. And we ask very earnestly, make our supplication known unto the Lord. Yeah. And this is what the widow woman did. She continued to go before that unjust judge. And even though he was unjust, for a while, because she kept coming to him, he had mercy on her. And this is the way our God is. He's a merciful God.
Amen.
Even though sometimes we don't deserve it, but God is merciful unto us for his mercy. I thank you for his love. God is good to his
Amen.
People.
Yes, he is.
Prayer changes things.
Amen.
Prayer can get the job done.
Yes.
When it seems like nothing else is working, we can turn it over to the Lord in prayer.
Ooh.
And God will work it out.
Yes.
We can go to God in earnestly, and we can pray unto the God. To our God, and he said in his word, whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, he said, I will do it.
Amen.
So what we have to do is communicate with God, go to him in prayer. When things get in our way, we can go to God and take it to him in prayer, because
yes.
he's a prayer answering God. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
I thank my God. Because one day he answered my prayer.
Yeah.
I called unto the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he delivered me out of my troubles.
Thank you. I thought
about the psalmist David, how he began to pray unto the Lord. He began to seek the Lord. And after seeking the Lord for a while, the Lord began to come and answer his prayer. The Lord delivered him. Out of all of his troubles,
yes, he
the
did.
Bible said, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. That burden that we carry sometimes, we can take it to the Lord in prayer. And my God, he will answer our prayer.
Yes.
It may seem sometimes like we're not getting anywhere, but if we continue in prayer, continue to look to the Lord,
yes.
continue to trust in the Lord, and take him at his word, my God will come to our rescue, and he will deliver, just like he delivered Daniel. I believe they had a conspiracy against Daniel to try to trap him and cause him to be thrown into prison. Daniel began to pray unto the Lord, just as he did before, all set up to stop Daniel from praying. Daniel refused to stop praying.
Amen.
Even though the king signed the decree, Daniel didn't give up. He went to his room as he did before. His windows was open, and he prayed 3 times a day.
Yes, he did.
When they found that Daniel was praying, was still praying, and he disobeyed the king's decree, then the king had to cast him into prison. But
yes.
hallelujah, the God we serve
yes.
is a mighty God.
Amen.
He's a strong God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. And my God began to come to Daniel's rescue and begin to deliver him, even though he was in the lion's den.
Yes.
The lions couldn't eat Daniel. They couldn't bite Daniel.
Amen.
They couldn't touch Daniel. Because Daniel was in the hands of the Lord. And
yes.
when we are in the hands of the Lord, no man can pluck us out of God's hand.
Amen.
Nobody can pluck us out of God's hand. Because God, he's holding us in the palm of his hand. God Almighty, he's a strong God. Hallelujah. All power is in his hand. He
Amen.
Can do whatever he wanted to. But we have to pray, continue in prayer.
Yes.
Don't let nothing stop you from praying.
Greetings.
Don't let nobody stop you from communicating with God. Don't let no one stop you from making your supplication known unto the Lord, because God is a prayer answering God.
Yes, He
is. Prayer is the answer. Even when we get in trouble, prayer is the answer.
Yes.
I heard John when he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Trouble will come. Trouble will vex your soul. Trouble can come in many different ways. Trouble can come to agitate you mentally or spiritually or financially, physically. He can worry you, disturb you. That trouble will cause you to be worried or disturbed. Sometimes it will cause you to be vexed or cause you to be in some danger or affliction. But the Lord is our help.
Yes,
He will come to our rescue. He will come and He will deliver you out of the trouble.
Yes, He
just
will.
Like He delivered Daniel, and just like He delivered David, just like He delivered our souls, God can deliver you.
Yes,
I thank God today for His mercy. Thank God for His love. Thank God for hearing our prayer. The Bible said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." We can call on Jesus, and we shall be saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I heard the prophet when he said, "Call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things." Hallelujah. The Lord said He would answer, and He's going to show you great things. He's going to show you mighty things. But we got to continue to pray and seek the Lord.
Amen.
We got to continue to make our supplication known unto the Lord. In the book of Acts 12:5, the Bible says, prayer was made without ceasing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Peter began to be put in prison. Thank you, Jesus. He was in prison, and the saints got together, and they began to pray for him.
Yes.
They prayed, and God opened the prison doors, and Peter was able to walk on out. Thank you, Jesus. God I serve is a prayer-answering God.
Amen.
He's a mighty God. He can do everything. He can do all things. There is nothing too hard for our God. So when we get in trouble, the God we serve, He will bring us out. Hallelujah. He'll bring us out with a strong arm. As He brought the children of Israel out of bondage for 400 long years, they prayed unto the Lord.
Yes.
They cried unto the Lord.
Amen.
They sought the Lord, and the Lord heard their cry, and He delivered them out of all of their troubles.
Yes,
He brought them out of the land of Egypt. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He took them through on dry land. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
The waters rolled up and made a pathway that they could go through the Red Sea.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. God delivered them. Hallelujah. And when Pharaoh began to trail behind them and tried to come through on dry land, God let them get in the midst, and their wheels began to drag heavily down in the muck and the mire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The mud. And their wheels begin to come off of their chariot. And they begin to wonder, hallelujah, were they going to get through or not? But I tell you, God has caused the water to rise up and overflow them. And they were killed on that same day, and God delivered His people. That's the kind of God we serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve a prayer-answering God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the book of Psalms, the Bible tells us, Psalm 34:19, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord Lord. The Lord delivered them out of them all.
Hey,
God delivered his people. We may get in trouble. We may have afflictions. But when we continue to pray, God will deliver. He will hear our prayer and deliver us out of our troubles. I heard in 2 Corinthians 4:8, the Bible says that we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes persecutions come, afflictions come, trouble come, but we are not in despair, and we are not forsaken. We are not distressed. The Lord takes care of his own. Thank you, Jesus. And in St. Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 11th verse, it says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you for my name's sake. Said rejoice.
Rejoice.
Rejoice. And be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they, the prophets which were before you, they persecuted the prophets that were before you. Hallelujah. They persecuted them. They caused them to be put to death. But my God said we have a reward which is in heaven. If we can just hold out, if we can keep praying, if we can keep sending up our timber, hallelujah, in that great day, hallelujah, I believe that we will be caught up
hallelujah.
To meet the Lord in the air. They persecuted the prophets of God. They didn't want to hear what thus saith the Lord. And we are living in those same times now.
Amen.
The prophet is but without honor. In his own country, they don't want the prophets in the church. Hallelujah. They want the prophets gone out of the church. Hallelujah. Why? Because the prophet is going to tell them what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And you know another thing, God is the one that speaks through that prophet.
That's
that
right.
Prophet is not speaking his own words, but he's speaking the words, the divine words that God himself speaking to them. That's why they don't want the prophets in the church. Hallelujah.
Preach
Thank
it.
You, Jesus. But the prophets, hallelujah, in that day, they're going to be able to stand before God and tell God that they did and they said what he gave them to say. Hallelujah. But what are we going to say? What are we going to say in that day? Why you didn't hear what the prophet had to say? Why you didn't want the prophet in the church? My Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, my God, he's a righteous God. He's going to give every man according as his work shall be. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, my God is a good God.
Yes.
He's worthy. He's worthy of all praise.
Amen.
I thank God for what he has done for us.
Hallelujah.
He's done a great work in our lives.
Yes,
he's done a great work for the people of God. And I believe persecute means to afflict. When you have persecution, it can be affliction constantly so as to injure or to distress. And that's what happens sometimes. We get afflicted, and these afflictions come on us constantly, so much so as it is to hinder us from doing the will of God.
Amen.
But if we continue in prayer, keep waiting on the Lord, and keep trusting in the Lord, he will answer our prayer.
Yes,
and he will come to our rescue, even though we may be oppressed. Oh, my God. Sometimes oppression come our way. But we have to continue to pray and look to the Lord. I know God is able, and I know he will deliver.
Yes, just like he delivered his saints in the old days, he will deliver his saints in this modern day.
Yes,
because
he
is a deliverer. And I thank God for his word today. God is good, even though Satan tries everything he can to stop us. But we got to continue. We got to keep praying.
That's right.
We got to pray, because prayer is the answer.
Amen.
The Bible said the battle is not yours. The battle belongeth unto the Lord. So we don't have to try to fight our own battle. Let the Lord fight the battle, because
Amen.
It belongs to him. And when we try to fight the battle ourselves, we get in trouble. We get into all kinds of trouble. But hallelujah, I thank God. I'm letting God fight my battle for me. Because I know I'll come out the winner in the end. I thank him for his word. And there are more scriptures. I tell you, God is good.
Yes.
Don't stop praying, church. Whatever you do, don't stop praying. We are on a journey, and we're trying to make it to that kingdom of God. So we got to keep on praying. And the Bible said, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. We got to pray for them, not fight them. Pray for them, not fuss with them. Pray for them. Not try to be use despite against them, but pray for them. Some of your worst enemies, you have to pray for them.
That's right.
The Bible said a soft answer turneth away wrath. We don't have to argue and fuss and fight with the devil. We can turn it over to the Lord in prayer, and he will work it out. And sometimes we're being reviled, we bless. Sometimes the devil reviles against us, but instead of us reviling against the devil, we bless the Lord.
Amen.
And being persecuted, we suffer it. We put up with it, and we go on. We tolerate it because we want to make heaven our home.
Yeah.
And being defamed, sometimes they defame your name. Put your name out in all kind of bad manner. Put all kinds of bad things on you. That's all right. That's all right.
All right.
The Bible said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory.
Yes.
I thank God for his word. I hope someone has received the word of God. And I know, God, if you would pray, I believe in my heart that God will answer your prayer. If you're sincere and earnest, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you seek him like that, he will answer your prayer, just as he answered ours. So we thank God for his word at this time. This part of the service is back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. We thank God for that beautiful, timely message. Prayer is the answer. Amen. Praise God. And if you don't know how to pray, you don't necessarily have to say a whole lot of words. All you need to do is just have a contrite spirit, a broken heart, and a contrite spirit to come before God and ask the Lord for a favor. And God, he will surely hear and answer your prayer. At this time, we're going to go to the throne of grace, and we're going to pray unto the Lord the prayer of faith, touching and agreeing on the same things, believing God together. Because the Bible tells us that where two or three are assembled together in his name, he is in the midst. Amen. Praise God. So let us pray unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, thanking you, Lord, for your mercy, thanking you for grace, Lord. We thank you because you hear and you answer prayer. Lord, we're praying right now on the behalf of all those who have a petition before you, asking right now, Lord God, that you will hear their cry and that you will answer in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will move by your power and that you will help us, Lord. Bring
yes,
us
Lord.
Together, O God. Keep
us
and preserve us. Lord, we know that the battle belongs to you. But help
yes,
us, Lord, to put all of our trust. Help
yes,
us
Lord.
To communicate with you every day and every night. Help us, Lord, to
yes,
lean
Lord.
And depend on you for everything. And
yes,
we
Lord.
Ask you, Lord God, to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Lord,
yes,
be
Lord.
Merciful unto us
merciful
and give us more grace. In the name of Jesus, Lord,
yes,
those who are seeking deliverance, we pray for their deliverance right now.
Yes, Lord.
Those
Jesus.
Who are in need of a healing, O God, we are asking by faith that you will touch and heal them right now. Oh, God, make them ever with whole. In the name of Jesus, those, Lord, who are struggling right now, oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you will intervene and that
yes,
you will
Lord.
Relieve them of their struggles. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, oh, my Lord, all the power is in your hand, and we're asking you right now to move in the land, move
yes, Lord.
Upon this earth, all the way around the world. Oh, my God, be merciful. Have mercy, Lord. And we pray, Lord Jesus, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. And we pray a special prayer for Shakia Edmond and Aisha Edmond, Lord. Pray that you will comfort and console them, that you will be by their side, that
yes,
you will
Lord.
Let them know how much you care for them and how
yes,
much
Lord.
You love them. Lord, and bless the whole family, Lord. Be
please
with the family and keep the
yes,
family
Lord.
Together. We know you're able, Lord. God.
You're able.
There's Jesus. Nothing too hard for you because we know prayer is the answer. And we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. We bless
you.
Your holy name. We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For hearing us, Lord. We
thank,
thank you for answering us. We thank you for what you've already done, Lord Jesus. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for what you're doing while we're praying this
thank
prayer,
you,
Lord God, because we believe, hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus. We believe
thank
that we have the petitions that we've asked in this prayer. And
thank
we
you,
are grateful. We are thankful. We ask,
yes.
Lord, that you'll accept our prayer.
Yes,
that your will be done in our lives. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
Be to God. We are so
thank
grateful.
You.
Thank God once again for the beautiful and timely message. It is
thank
surely
you,
time to pray. If you haven't
amen.
Been praying, Lord knows you ought to start today and never stop. As Jesus said in that parable, men ought always to pray and not to faint.
Amen.
So that means that prayer is continual. Don't stop praying.
Amen.
Amen. Even though it seems that nothing's going to happen or you're in the midst of adversity, just don't stop praying. Keep on praying.
Amen.
Once again, just thank God. I truly enjoyed that message, and it kind of takes my mind back to a portion of the message we heard on Friday night coming through our vice president,
yes.
Pastor Lewis Marshall, how he preached under the anointing, and it was a treat. And I'm
amen.
Still
yes, it was.
Feasting off that word. And
amen.
The topic was no tower. No tower.
Amen.
In other words, when you're in a fight, he gave this illustration. The people in your corner, if they see you're in trouble and it looks like you might get a TKO or that you're going down for the count, they'll throw
yes.
in the towel.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. But we don't need nobody throwing the towel because the battle belongs to God
yes.
and we are winners with Christ. Glory
amen.
To God. Amen. We're in it to win it. We're in it all the way. So don't let people in your corner start throwing in the towel, telling you, oh, there, that's enough. This is a lifetime commitment with the Lord.
Amen.
And you're not done until the Lord says you're done. Oh,
amen.
Praise God. Ain't no stopping. Ain't no, I'm tired. I think I'll retire. No, no. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
I enjoyed that message. Praise God. I also enjoyed the message on this afternoon, Evangelist May, preaching the word of God. At this time, we're going to turn the remainder of this service, rather this broadcast, into the hands of the host for this afternoon, Evangelist Khadijah Hamid.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that anointed and inspiringly uplifting word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. Prayer is the answer. And like she said, you know, that prayer is communication between us and God. So we have to keep those lines open. You know, sometimes we might just think it's a one-sided thing, but God, he's listening, but he also has the power to perform what we ask of him. But it's important to keep those lines open, lines of communication open. Try prayer. Try prayer.
Yep.
If something's not going your way this week, try prayer.
Amen.
You know, things aren't the way you want them to be. Try prayer.
Try prayer.
Sometimes it could be as much as accepting what God is allowing. People think when they pray that God is supposed to give you exactly what you ask for, but He'll give you what you need. And sometimes, like I said, it's accepting what He allows. Try prayer. Try prayer. Amen. Advantage me that I truly enjoyed that word of God. And just I want to thank everybody. Sorry. For tuning in, thank God for the word again and for the closing prayer. Want to thank Sister Yvette Curtis Brown again for being with us on the line tonight.
Amen.
If anybody would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on this show, you can go to, and you might want to get a pen, piece of paper, www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and the word one is O-N-E. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School. And that's to hear today's message as well as any message that has been preached on the show. You can also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And 100 is 100. Again, prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 7 p.m. and Fridays at 3:30 p.m., you may call us, call
419.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's the wrong number. I don't know what that number was. Forgive me. But you can call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-673. You can also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, the one I gave you earlier, if you want to hear it online as opposed to on the phone. Added to our prayer list is the bereaved Edmund family. And we also want to pray for Shakia Edmond and Aisha Edmond. Again, those names are Shakia Edmond and Aisha Edmond. If you're looking for other ministries to support, or you want to help yourself get through the week, we have some ministries in our church body. Missionary Rebecca McDonald and Missionary Myrtle Huff have a prayer line on Thursdays at 6 p.m., the phone number is 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155. We also have Evangelist Martha Colbreth, who's on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. We have Elder Barry Johnson,
who can be seen on YouTube. You just go on YouTube and type in his name, and he's there. We also have Pastor Robert Huff. He can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WDX. That's WD like dog, E like elephant, X, 1430 or 1340, depending on if you're in Monroe or Wadesboro. And right now it can't be live streamed. I did call the radio station. They assured me that they are working on live streaming it so we can hear it here in Maryland and
in
other places. So thank God for that. They said they're really working on that. But there are ministries going forth. You know, people are working for the Lord, so I thank God for that. Again, thank God for you, Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Maybell. Keep on preaching the word of God. I know you're going to. I know you don't have a choice. I just truly enjoy the word of God being preached in its fullness.
Yeah.
That's what I'm used to. That's what I'm accustomed to. Grew up in this way. Don't have any other mind to go any other way. And so just to remind everybody again, tonight's topic, prayer is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Try prayer. Try prayer. And stay encouraged. Mm-hmm. We love you all, and God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the radio broadcast, and this concludes the broadcast for this evening. And you can tune in on Friday at 7 p.m. and next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if it be the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. We thank God once again for each and every one of you. God bless you, and we love you. And I just want to add one more thing here. If you would like to add someone to our prayer list, you may reach out to us by corresponding on the phone at 410-209-7503. And if you want to write to us, you may do so by writing to us at P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And we welcome you to the show, and we look forward to tuning in with us on our next broadcast. Once again, God bless you and thank God for you.
Thank the Lord.